The bill is one part of the highway plan. It consists of an increase on a new tax index for diesel and gasoline, additional registration fees for hybrid and electric vehicles, and the collection of tax revenues from casinos, restricted reserve funds, and the use of other funding. It is expected to raise $95 million annually for the state's Department of Transportation. The other part, the permanent extension of a half-cent sales tax, requires voter approval. One criticism the bill received from the public concerned the additional registration fees for hybrid and electric cars. Annually, electric car owners would have to pay an additional $200 to register their vehicle, while hybrid vehicle owners would pay $100 annually. Glenn Hooks with the Arkansas Sierra Club said there is concern these extra registration fees are more than what drivers of hybrid or electric vehicles would avoid by not paying for fuel. These fees could discourage people from buying those cars in the state.
I think it's worth noting that putting the electric vehicle fee at $200 a year will put Arkansas at the top of the list nationally, tied with two other states, when it comes to the highest fees in the entire country for electric vehicles.
Hooks mentioned other states like Iowa and Illinois that waive or reduce fees to those who purchase electric or hybrid vehicles. The committee passed the bill by a voice vote. It now heads to the House for a full vote. If passed, the bill goes to the governor. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.